I'm going to call together the special meeting of the Pacifica National Board for June 25th, 2008 at called for 5:30. It's now 5:41, and the meeting is called to order. Mary, would you please take the roll?
Okay. Grace Aaron.
Here.
Nia Kidiako.
Present.
Evelyn Bethune.
Present.
Carolyn Burden.
Here.
A.C. Bird.
Yeah.
Catherine Davis.
Yeah.
Linda,
are you
doing
well? You have any problem? Okay.
Sherry Gendelman.
Present.
Ambrose Lane, we understand, will not be here. Is that
right,
correct?
Right, and I'm going to ask the board to excuse him when you're done with roll call.
Okay, Mike Martin.
Here.
Afina Mongaza.
Here.
Margaret Prescott.
Here.
Sarah Rondawa.
Here.
George Ryder.
Here.
Rob Robinson. Jamie Ross.
Here.
Wendy Schrell. Bonnie Simmons.
Here.
Lori Taguma. Zach Van Aken.
Here.
Joe Gonzalez.
Here.
Yosh Yamanaka.
Here.
Mary Berg is present. Nicole Sawaya.
Present.
Lonnie Hicks.
Here.
Who and just came on the call?
Yes.
Rob Robinson.
Oh, Hi, Rob. Okay.
And who just came on the call?
I thought it said,
hmm?
Wasn't it Rob?
It was
yeah,
Rob
but there
Robinson.
Was somebody right after him. Is somebody else on the call who hasn't been called? Okay. All right.
I think if you have two, it's #1, #2. You
okay,
can unmute.
It's okay, Mary. So... This meeting was called, it was a special meeting called by five directors to consider rescinding the motion passed on June 13th for the July meeting. I'm sorry, before I get there, who just came on the call?
Hi, it's Wendy. I'm so sorry I'm late.
Okay.
Thank you, Wendy.
Before I get there, I would ask the board to excuse the absence of Ambrose Lane. He sent me an email that he's physically not feeling up to joining us. And I would ask that the board excuse his absence. And
so moved.
Thank you. Hearing no objection, Ambrose's absence is excused. So this meeting was called and noticed by five members of the PNB to ask this body to reconsider the vote it took on June 13th to hold... the next PNB in-person meeting in July in Washington, D.C. And there was additional financial information that was presented to the board subsequent to that vote. And that's the only focus of this meeting today. I've read, I think, everybody's emails and arguments. I very much appreciate people's passion on all sides of the issue, all of the legal concerns, all of our fiduciary responsibilities. I'm going to ask the discussion to move forward, and I would like the... So I want us to respect each other in the debate, not impugn the motives of those who want or don't want the meeting to be held on that date. I think we all... have the best interest of Pacifica at heart, despite our positions. I would ask any of the makers of the motion to select a person to motivate the motion, please. And I know, so please do that.
I nominate A.C. Bird. This is Jack.
Okay. A.C.?
Yes. I'd like to start by saying that... from the point of view of the LSB, majority of the LSB, and the in Washington, D.C., and the general manager, and the we, and I would say at least three members, two members of the national board, we have... concluded after reviewing the finances that has been presented that we think that would be better done if it was done in September, because July, in the middle of July, there's, first of all, it's been reported by the CFO that we do not have the funds, and we cannot get the funds without either cutting somewhere or borrowing or something else. That we just felt that was too much of a burden to be placed on the network to go through with that. We do know this, is that we were told that it was, monies would be coming in the door in September, by September. And so we, and also a lot of people at PFW felt that it would be a burden on the national office, mainly because of the fact that the airlines cost more. This is right in the height of the season of the, you know, the DC's season for the tourism and so forth. So it would be very difficult for all of this to take place. So it was felt that I think all of us five felt that it was a responsible thing to do to try and wait until we know we have the funds to do this rather than to cause all sorts of things to happen. And I think that we were informed at our last meeting that there's a possibility that we were going to be faced with a settlement to the tune of $107,000 that was due presumably on July 1, which is a few days from now. We'd have to find that fund someplace. So it was just too much of a burden to place on the foundation to have all of this take place just to have a meeting in July, and wait 2 months later would not be of a serious concern by the foundation. So I think this is the attitude of the PFW board, the majority of the board, and also attitude of myself and other people, the five people on this line, and I imagine more than that, were very concerned about taking the kind of action that we're going to take without a compelling necessity to do so. So I haven't heard any compelling necessity for that should be done faster than September. So that's basically my initial.
Madam Chair, Jamie has a point of order.
Point of order, Jamie.
Yeah, this might sound like a stickler thing, but does somebody have to make this motion to rescind?
It was made.
It was announced.
It was.
No, but does somebody need to make it at this meeting now?
George?
Yeah, it's an agenda item so far. I think someone has to move it. It's
okay.
Not a committee report.
Read it.
What?
You should read it, I think.
Yeah, somebody should make the motion and second it. That would be my point of order.
Thank you.
I thought you said what to me, Sherry?
Point of information, Madam Chair. This hour?
Yes.
I think for the clarity of some of the board members as well as for the listeners online, I think it would be better if we could read the motion that was passed and the motion that we are trying to rescind so that we know exactly what it is.
Okay.
Second that.
I've got it here if you want it.
Okay. Bonnie, will you read the motion that was passed? And Jack, will you read the motion?
Oh, wait a minute. I need the motion that was passed first.
Mary, do you have that motion?
Let me see here.
Would you like me to? Maybe Afia might have it.
Yeah, I can read it.
Okay, Afia, would you read it?
That the two remaining meetings be held as described by the bylaws, that we investigate the steps now to reduce the cost of those meetings, and that the necessary cost-cutting steps be taken.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yeah, point of order.
Yes.
Point of order.
Yes.
This is not the motion.
Yeah, I have the motion.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm reading the motion.
Jack.
Set up the. Thank you.
Yeah, I have the motion that Mary sent out, as she sent it out. Motion by Isia Nwangaza, passed June 13th, 08, that the cost of PNB in-person meetings be listed on the expense statements as a line item. That the CFO is directed to capture $20,000 from funds from current and ongoing pledge drives, that the CFO contact the appropriate authority to contract for scheduling the in-person meeting of the PNB as provided in the PNB motion for 7:17 or 7:25 within 10 calendar days of this meeting. And then there was a corollary motion that July 25, 2008 be the date for the next in-person meeting. That was voted by STV. And then three, that the in-person meeting take place at Howard University. Vote by STV was 10 first place votes for Howard and none for either of the other two locations, Labor College in Silver Springs and Gallaudet University.
Okay. Thank you, Jack.
This is Grace Darren. I have a point of order.
What's the point of order?
I sent Mary and the rest of the board a correction to the last part of that.
Uh-huh.
The instruction.
Grace, just say that you did that. Did anybody receive Grace's correction?
I did.
Yes.
I wanted to call.
Wait a minute, Jack. Did you get it?
Yes, I remember seeing it. I could look for it.
Could you look for it and read it unless Grace has it available to her?
Yeah.
A point of order. What about the secretary?
Yeah, it was sent to me.
Do you have it, Mary?
Yes, I do.
Would you read it?
Okay. Wait, I just have to get it in the box here.
And what is it, Madam Chair, what is
it?
This is a correction, I believe, that Grace said that she sent.
To this motion that we just read? The Jack?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Not that.
June 22nd.
Okay. Does anybody have it?
Yes.
Could you read it, whoever you are?
It's Bonnie. I have what was sent to Mary by Grace.
Okay.
Is that what you want?
Yeah.
Dear Mary, thank you for this summary. However, as I recall, I proposed that an STV vote be taken to rank the three different venues for the July PNB meeting and for Rob Robinson working in conjunction with the national office to work to secure the number one choice, but that if that was not feasible, to go on to the second choice and then the third. This suggestion was accepted without objection. I don't recall the exact ranking of the second and third choice. This is important as it would avoid any delay should Howard University not be able to accommodate us.
Okay. Then, Jack, would you read the motion that was the subject of tonight's meeting or move it, please?
Yeah, well, let me just ask Bonnie. Bonnie, do you have a version, did you say?
Pardon?
Oh, did you have a version of the motion to rescind?
Yes.
Do you want to read yours? Cause
sure. You don't have it there?
No.
Sure. Seeing as the Pacifica National Board at its special meeting via teleconference on Friday, June 13th, 2008, decided to schedule the next in-person meeting for the weekend of July 25 through 27 in Washington, D.C., and whereas the $20,000 to be captured from fund drive receipts to cover the cost of this meeting must divert precious resources from vital functions, such as payments of health insurance, vendors' bills, special election coverage, and the like, and whereas this course of action runs counter to the recommendation of the CFO, and whereas the planning of this meeting, as decided upon, was carried out lacking input from the PFW LSB chair and GM, as would be customary and courteous, and who are opposed to meeting in Washington, D.C. prior to the month of September, and whereas the PNB vote occurred at a meeting very poorly attended with a total of 9 members absent, including the executive director and the chairs of the finance and audit committees, and whereas moving forward with this plan at this juncture may prove irrevocably deleterious to the fiscal health of the foundation, we, the undersigned directors, respectfully request of the PNB chair that an emergency special meeting of the PNB be scheduled as soon as is possible and in urgent fashion provide the scheduling be so arranged that no fewer than 3/4 of voting members indicate they are able to attend, plus the chief financial officer and executive director. And we further respectfully request that with the notice of the meeting shall be included notice of our intent to bring forward a motion to rescind the motion, so scheduling the meeting for the weekend of July 25 through 27 in Washington, D.C. And it's signed A.C. Byrd, Ambrose Lane, and Jack Van Aken.
Okay. So now someone has to move.
A point of information, has this been sent out,
I presume?
Yes.
So move.
It was sent on June 18th.
Okay.
Yeah. Martin seconds it.
Okay.
Point of order. This is Jack.
Well,
typically the chair would recommend a slight modification so that it's in the formal so it's in the form of a motion. It's not exactly in the form of a motion.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it could be the wording could be just adjusted. We, the undersigned directors, move to rescind the motion, and you could skip all of this stuff about scheduling the meeting.
Right.
It's no longer relevant. So
okay.
You could start from the paragraph that says, we, the undersigned directors, and you could skip all the way down and say, move to rescind the motion, so scheduling the meeting to the end.
Okay. Can somebody do that and send it to Mary?
I can do it.
Okay.
That is the same words that Bonnie just read?
No, Mary. Jack's going to send you the revising right now.
So that's what will go in the minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a second here.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. I'd like to take commentary from pro and con.
Madam Chair, this is Rob Robinson.
Okay, Rob, you're up.
Yeah, I would just like to make for the record very clear that when the committee, the ad hoc task force, was appointed by you to consult with people, I went to great lengths to consult with the LSB chair. It is not the case that the LSB chair was not consulted with in the course of our putting together options for the meetings. And secondly, there has been no resolution passed by the WPFW local station board supporting the meeting to be held in July or in September, and I would just thirdly like to point out that the meetings, the four annual meetings, are a bylaws requirement. They are not requirements which require the input and support from the LSB or the local station staff. We did that in the course of our work, but that is not the course by which the four annual meetings are to be held. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Madam Chair, Mike Martin.
Go ahead, Mike.
I'd like to speak in favor of the motion, really in the context of the National Finance Committee business. NFC has been meeting basically weekly for the last 2 months, and we have another meeting scheduled for Monday, and I assume that pace will continue. It's a great committee, and the people are doing great work on that committee. But I want to, and I cannot underemphasize this, the meetings and the flavor of the meetings over the last month have literally been sitting on the edge of our seat, nip and tuck, whether or not we were going to be able to solve our problems on that week, or not. And but by the grace of God, we have continued to do business, but we have had conversations, and I have to watch what I say because we're not in executive session, but we have had conversations that literally have dealt with the issue of what if we cannot make our obligations on an important, essential responsibility of the network that particular week. And then something happens, and we're able to scrape by the skin of our teeth. Now, this last week, another event like this transpired. We were required, by virtue of a settlement agreement which the network reached in one of the cases in California, to come up with and fund Pacifica's portion of that settlement before July 1st. And that is now happening. And I think that, again, because we're not in executive session and perhaps even by the limitations of the settlement agreement, I can't disclose that amount of money. And if anybody knows it, you probably ought to kind of not actually say the amount unless we're in executive session. But it's a substantial sum of money, a substantial sum of money. And this week we had to decide that in order to pay that, which we're doing, we are not going to pay certain critical bills that should really be paid this week that relate to perhaps our most significant program that's on the air right now. And that program, which has a monthly stipend that has to be paid, will not be paid this month because we don't have the money. There are other critical items that are not going to be paid this week and next week that quite frankly have to be paid. And I don't know how we're going to solve that problem, but that's why NSC is meeting every week. This is the context in which we sit. It's a product of a lot of things. It's nobody's particular fault, although it is everybody's fault. You know, there are lots of reasons why we're in this situation. But we have to deal with it, and we have to deal with it carefully, and we have to deal with it prudently. If you look at the current pending National Finance Committee report, which will be discussed in greater detail on Friday, there are a number of proposals that the NSC is bringing to the board unanimously. They relate to issues such as asking the Elections Committee to go into emergency session to develop a new plan for elections because we can't afford it. We're not going to be able to pay for the elections this year. They deal with the NSC marshaling forward a responsible and reasonably effective litigation risk management program so that we can stop this silly thing that we had to do this week. We have got challenges in the 2009 budget that will make your head spin. We can't talk about those things in July because we don't have time to put all that together. We should use this summer as an opportunity to let the laboring oar of the committees of this body and the great talent that we have on this board to get those committees up and running to formalize and finalize proposals that actually solve problems so that we can begin really addressing those problems in September. If we meet in July, I think it will only create potentially a catastrophic financial problem, and it could conceivably be a breach of our own fiduciary duty to the foundation for us to allow that to happen. We've had an opinion from legal counsel that's been longstanding now that it would not be a violation of our bylaws not to meet in July. At least this year, under these circumstances, it's the right thing to do. Let us use our committees. Let us get some of these things that we must critically address and be ready and prepared to adopt. Let us get that done. Let staff work to solve these problems. NSC is right in on the loop on all of this stuff, and quite frankly, if the board so desires, I would be happy to notice the entire PNB on every National Finance Committee meeting in case anybody wanted to join in what are mostly executive session discussions about these problems. They are being discussed on a weekly basis. Staff is doing as good a job as they can under the circumstances. But I think in the context of what I've just said, we should rescind the July meeting and work towards an effective fall meeting for this board.
Athea, Zach.
Go ahead, Athea.
For all of the reasons that Mike just gave, we need to have, as far as I am personally concerned, had a meeting in June. That failing, however, we need to have one in July, because it is the whole PNB's responsibility to conduct the business of the foundation and not the finance committee. As best my memory serves, the foundation does not have an executive committee, and it sounds as if that is precisely what the finance committee has been doing. It is, for all of the reasons that Mike described, imperative that the meeting be held in July. Now, with regard to the line in the wherefores or whereases, about the CFO. The CFO specifically said at the time that the task force was established that $20,000 would be available to do the meeting. That's number one. Number two is Mike mentioned a lawsuit being settled. Perhaps I'm wrong, and I'm sure someone will correct me, but it seems to me that any settlement that, and as significant as he implies, would have to be approved by the PNB?
No.
Not the... Okay. And,
wait a minute.
And as Ambrose pointed out in his email, that it was his and I believe and mine as well recollection that we were not going to settle this specific lawsuit. So I think that that has to be addressed. As, and the fact that the tourism in Washington, D.C. leaves us at least two choices. First of all, the cost of airfare is included in the $20,000 budget that the task force put together. And secondly, that the fiscal impact was indeed addressed by the CFO when he said that it could be done for $20,000. So I would argue that the reasons, again, that Mike has given are the primary basis for having the meeting. It is the PMB's responsibility to make policy, the ED and the CFO's responsibility to carry them out. If the PMB is not meeting, the PMB cannot be making policy and therefore has abdicated its responsibility, and the ED and CFO have been forced to assume responsibilities for which they are not only not paid, but not liable.
Hear, hear.
So, again, I would urge that we proceed with the meeting as previously voted by this body.
Any other
comments? Madam Chair, if nobody else was going to say anything, I'd like to respond. But
go ahead, Mike.
I think, Afia, with all due respect, I have to disagree with you on the mandate of this board, and I think that's where our disagreement lies. It is not the mandate of this board to make the daily decisions regarding the operation of this foundation. That is the mandate of staff, our chief executive officer, and our CFO. We, as a board, must monitor, but if we get into the business of trying to decide who should be laid off and who shouldn't, we are making a huge mistake because we're not operating this network on a daily basis, and we don't have the ability to do that in a responsible fashion. We deal with policy, Afia. That's exactly right. And the policies that we deal with are whether or not our elections are effective, whether or not our litigation, we even have a litigation policy, whether or not we have a responsible budget. Those are policy things that won't solve these daily issues that are arising with regard to financial matters. In NSC, we are not making decisions with staff about what they should and shouldn't do. We are fiduciaries. We are monitoring the situation and doing our best to guide policy and make recommendations to PNB. We are not acting as an executive committee. And we cannot act that way in this context because we have got to let staff be able to solve these problems in the best way they can on a daily basis within the parameters that they have and monitor what they're doing. We can do that through our committee work and over the phone in preparation for a very effective and very meaningful fall meeting.
Okay.
This is Wendy. Can I ask a question?
Yes, Wendy.
Well, you know, Mike, thank you so much, and I appreciate all the work you guys are doing. I'm having a little bit of a problem in that...
Margaret, I got cut off, sorry. And I want to get on the stack.
Okay, Mike. Wendy.
I keep hearing... things about how the National Finance Committee is meeting weekly. I know that there's some working groups, which I just learned because I went to my LFT meeting. But I hear from the people that stream the meetings that no finance committee meetings have happened in the last, I don't know how long. And so if all of these meetings are executive session and we're to be going by the thought that, well, there's stuff that we know that you guys don't know, I think that's a huge problem. I'm kind of with Afia on this. It sounds like we're doing sort of an executive committee kind of a thing. The rest of the board has to know what if it's that serious. Then why isn't the board being told? Why aren't we? I mean, well, thank you, Mike, for saying. Well, I think maybe we could even notice the national board and invite them to listen in. I think that's hugely important. I think
point
that's
of order,
exactly
Madam
what
Chair.
We.
Yes. Point of order.
I think we are straying away from the subject matter. The subject matter is about keeping and not the intent rather than see what their
I'm
role
sorry,
is.
I'm sorry, can you speak up, please? I can't hear you.
I don't think that the reason it's out of order is because I don't think it's the subject matter is the role of NFC at discussion here. I think the subject matter is what are the reasons for not holding the meeting on October, July 7th.
I'm going to respond to Sarb. I'm going to let Wendy finish her comments.
Thank you. I've kind of said it. I appreciate you upholding the right to speak. Thank you.
Okay. Margaret is next.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Rob.
I just wanted to respond to...
No, Margaret is next on the stack.
Fine.
If you want to respond, you'd like to be on the stack, yes.
Yes.
Margaret?
Yes, I would like to speak in support of this motion and really to say that when this motion was passed, you know, I wasn't able to be on the meeting just because of fund drive was happening at KPFK, and I can't tell you how hugely demoralizing and disappointing this motion from the PNB was. You know, we're expected to give some leadership as members of the PNB, and we also have fiduciary responsibility. And people could not believe that given the financial crisis that we're facing and that we're struggling through fund drive, that the PNB would pass a motion that a cut should be taken from each station's fund drive to have an in-person meeting to discuss, could be discussed in a teleconference, in video conference, or be held, a couple of months later when the money is there. In fact, people were absolutely outraged, as I was outraged, you know, being on the air, pitching every morning, all the difficulty it is, like getting blood from a stone. People felt it was disrespectful to the listeners who were contributing money. It was disrespectful to the paid staff as well as the unpaid staff. So there is quite a lot of alarm by this, and I speak strongly in support of this motion that the meeting, the in-person meeting, be postponed until September, and that we seriously consider our fiduciary duty. I don't think that this discussion now is a discussion about how many times the Finances Committee has met or how many executive sessions that they have had. If we need to have a video conference meeting, another teleconference meeting to discuss these matters, that can be arranged, and it would be a heck of a lot cheaper than a foundation spending even $20,000 for people to fly across the country and meet, you know, when indeed we could be just as productive discussing these matters in another way or maybe for a more appropriate time. Our executive director suggested that this meeting be skipped, strongly urged us in that direction. She doesn't have a vote on this PNB, but I think her view should be seriously considered. Our CFO also spoke against it, and I think it was under some pressure. I would like to hear the CFO's point of view now, because Afia referred to this $20,000, assuming that this $20,000 is available. Money is needed, and we have to look at the priorities, and we have to set some leadership.
Okay. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to emphasize that Afia Nwangaza at no point stated that it was the job of the PNB to make day-to-day decisions, as Mr. Martin averred. She stated specifically that it is our job to set policy. And at this point in our history, where we have been losing listeners at the local station level for 4 years, and we've known about this for 4 years, and we have repeatedly discussed setting goals and looking at this issue, and there has been repeated resistance to having that discussion, now is absolutely the time that the PNB should be discussing what we can do to resolve the problem that results from eroding audiences and shrinking revenues. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
This
anybody?
Is Nia.
Okay, Nia, would you? Go ahead.
Yeah, Lonnie.
Okay. Nia, Lonnie, go ahead.
I have a few questions, and then I'd like to make my comment. Maybe Lonnie could answer. Do the local stations pay for the travel for the four directors from their signal area, Lonnie?
Yes. Some of the stations pay for their, say, general managers to travel. But the foundation pays for hotel and food and other items once they're there.
Well, I would also like to say that, you know, through the money that the local stations pay to the national office from their listener funds, they participate by paying in that way as well. Go ahead, Neil.
Okay, so national, we would say, pays for the four directors. You know, in the motion, I thought I heard is a capture funds. As everybody knows, WBAI, I mean, our name is touted all over the world that we don't have any money, we're broke, we're on the verge of bankruptcy. So I don't see how it's possible that we have anything to capture. So that would just put us further into a hole. So I respectfully let me say to my colleagues, WBAI, the money just is not, the money isn't there. And has anybody looked into video conferencing? You know, I am willing to negotiate if folks want to get together. How about a video conference? But I can tell you, BAI has nothing to capture.
I had requested that Lonnie, after one of our two meetings ago, I think the meeting before June 13th, explore video conferencing. He's been quite busy. Immediately after I requested that he do that, he was able to just locate one place that both he and I thought was expensive, and then other items were more on the front burner for him, and it was our intention then to have someone else at the national office explore the possibility of video conferencing.
I just have one last comment.
Okay.
And I understand that.
Somebody before
that I'm sorry. This is my last comment. That BAI has to cut our budget by $200,000 for one quarter. We don't have anything to cut. We don't have anything to capture. So I strongly, strongly speak for that reason that I would be in support of this particular motion until money comes from somewhere. I don't know, like matter from heaven. I don't know where it's going to come from.
Okay. Lonnie and then AC.
Well, I'd have to speak to a couple. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I have my speaker up.
Don't, Lonnie, go off your speaker. Don't talk on the speaker. Can you speak directly to your phone?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Two issues. One is the issue of whether or not the funds are available. I can only be as clear as I can. This network is living from payroll to payroll. The $20,000 that was there 2 weeks ago is no longer even there. It's not there. Stations, KPFK had a bad drive. Well, at least we recovered wonderfully, but that was still not going to be enough. Every station is hurting financially. Each station is having difficulty paying central services except for W and for KPFK. KPFT is doing well. I take that back. But it's still a situation here at this network where there is no money. And no, we're struggling to pay, as I mentioned, payroll. We're struggling to pay health services. Remember, the board and the national office pay Station Health Services bill Kaiser in advance, and we get reimbursed from the stations. We pay other insurances, workers' comp, legal, in advance, and wait 30, 60 days to get reimbursed from the stations. That's an enormous cash drain. So the question about whether we have the funds for a July board meeting, I want to be as clear as I can be. No, we do not. And we don't have the funds to pay this week's bill, not to mention a month from now. And the summertime is the worst time, because July and August, you're basically dealing with summer drive. But you've accumulated debts, unpaid debts, from winter drives that many times happened way back in January. So we are now in a situation where we are not paying our bills. And those bills won't go away. They'll be there next month, doubled. So that's the point I'd like to make. There is no money. The second point is about video conferencing. I can't clarify it. We did look at what video conferencing on a one-time basis would be, sort of, you know, leasing equipment or renting it. It would cost about $900 a node, that is to say, for each station. Setting up cameras, setting up a video structure, and screening.
Lonnie, your phone broke up. Could you just say that again? I didn't hear that when you were talking about money, the price.
Yeah, about $900 a station. We're talking about five stations for a video conference. You could do lots of configurations, and I'm not an expert on it. I was just beginning to look at it. But I figure it could be done for about $3,000 or $4,000 to buy the equipment, and we were trying to get a quote on a Sunday, to buy a complete system with a recording, would be $22,000. That's the price I got a quote on. So those are the two options as far as video conferencing I'm aware of at this point.
Are you done, Lonnie?
Yes, I'm done.
Okay, AC is next.
Yeah, I don't want to discuss it at length now. What I'd like to do is report back to the board, because I think that my colleague, Rob Robertson, is a little loose with his language, because it almost implies that the chair of our LSB and the other person was engaged in lying, and I don't think that should be the case. And I think that I will find that information out and bring it back. But there's one other thing I'd like to correct. I'd like to correct that I don't know of any station in the last 5 or 6 years that has gone ahead where the PNB would override whatever the station has to say. It seems to me that we've cooperated with every station, like we just did in Houston, and we did it in other stations. It seems that the LSB and the management there has to have some say in that. We have an arbitrary body that sits here on the board and dictate exactly what's going to happen without finding out information from them. So I'd like to make that statement and promise to get all the detailed information from the local board and the local management.
Okay. Anybody else on the board now that would like to comment? Otherwise, I'm going to call on Nicole, and I want everybody to weigh in.
This is George. I'd like to speak.
Carolyn, Grace,
please.
I'd like to speak.
Oh, all I had to do was ask.
And Bonnie, too, please.
Grace. Wait. Carolyn, before Grace or after Grace and Bonnie?
I'll go after. That's fine.
And Jamie would like to speak.
Jamie. Okay. George.
Well, I think the question is whether the board is – there are two questions, it seems to me. Whether you can do the same kind of job in terms of policy decisions – on a telephone conversation, or even with a teleconference, with a video conference, as you can in a person-to-person meeting. And my own sense is you can't, that there are political decisions that need to be made that require conversations between people, conversations in and out of meetings. And the board meetings are there in order to do that. So I don't buy the notion that you can make those kind of decisions just as well and just as effectively on a telephone conversation. The other question is, what are we supposed to be doing in September that we're not going to do in July if this motion passes. It seems to me in September we're going to approve a budget. That's what the bylaws say we're supposed to be doing in September. So the budget has to be there already to be approved. And all the policy decisions and all the political decisions that went into that budget will have already been made. And they won't be made by this board if this passes, and I'm speaking against passing it. They will have been made by a process involving the National Finance Committee and the Executive Director and the CFO and whoever else has some input in that. I'm not sure who, but it certainly won't be by the board itself exercising its fiduciary responsibility. I don't see why we can't have the kinds of options that are going to be there in September as far as policy commitment. For instance, should we be supporting FSRN and to what extent? Should we keep the Washington News Bureau? Is that significant? Should we raise the fees for the affiliates? Those are the kind of questions that the board needs to decide before the budget is made up. And that has to happen in July if the budget's going to be decided and passed in September. So unless I'm mistaken about the time schedule for this thing, sort of thing, we have to have this meeting in July to fulfill our fiduciary responsibilities and to take responsibility for those kinds of decisions.
Okay. Next on the, and I apologize, I think it's Carolyn and then Grace, but it might have been Grace and Carolyn, and either one of you will know.
Yes, that's fine with me, Grace.
This is Carolyn. You can go first, Carolyn.
I'd rather Grace go first. Thank you.
Oh, wait, I'll go. No. Who wants to go? Grace, go.
Okay.
Can I get on the stack?
The first
who,
thing is...
Wait. Who wanted to be on the stack?
This is Doc.
You're breaking up whoever you are. Doc.
Doc.
Starf.
Doc.
I'm sorry.
Doc.
Doc.
Okay, Doc. I'm sorry.
Call her Evelyn.
No, I just heard. Okay, go ahead. So the way to stack now is Grace, Carolyn, Bonnie, Jamie, and Doc. Go ahead. Great.
Okay. All right. Now, the first thing is I'd like to remind everyone that an attitude of hands-off regarding management of prior boards has led us to this situation. This is not a time for less management. It's a time for greater management. We really need to have more oversight. We need to make tough decisions that we really can't make over the phone. The other thing that's been difficult about phone meetings is they have been far less well attended than in-person board meetings. As was mentioned earlier, that the decision to have the July meeting was poorly attended. This has been the pattern during many of our teleconferences, which is what makes telephone meetings not particularly effective. We really need to sink our teeth into, of all the plans that I've seen, none have really had any kind of strong plan. I haven't seen a strong plan to increase revenue, which we really have to concentrate on as far as I'm concerned. However, if this motion to rescind passes, I would like to add an amendment to it. And the amendment goes like this. As an in-person PNB meeting contains at least 20 hours of in-person meeting time, should the June in-person meeting be eliminated or delayed until September, the PNB shall agree to hold 10 teleconferences of at least 2 hours each, about one two-hour meeting per week, to make up for the in-person meeting.
Point of information, will the members send this in writing so that we have the exact words in case
yes. There
is no recording.
Okay.
Second.
Next on Carol. The stack is Carolyn.
Yes,
point of information, Yosh. Wait, point of information.
Yes, it's Yosh. I just wanted to... Grace's motion indicates that the June in-person, and actually it should be the July in-person. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Carolyn?
Yes, thank you very much. I want to speak against the motion to rescind, and one of the issues I really
want to point out is the collapse of attention to procedure that I have seen, the failure to attend these meetings. The meetings met quorum. People who can't attend for whatever reason, and they may be very good reasons, they usually are, should not then try to undo what was done in their absence. If the meetings, that's what a quorum is all about. We've had finance committee meetings, which the chair now tells us were so crucial that perhaps all the directors should have been there, but they weren't noticed, they weren't even web-streamed. Whether they were executive session or not, the directors had a right to know that these meetings were going on and that serious things were being discussed at which they should have been present. There was no secretary, evidently, and no minutes from those meetings. Technically, legally, they don't even exist. There should be four in-person director meetings a year, period. And we have played fast and loose with motions to move the meetings around so that we might end up with two, we might end up with three, we might end up with no more for the rest of the year. This is really not a way to run a railroad. There are bylaws, there are rules, and that's the first thing that we should be doing, and that is to attend them. Secondly, I want to address the point of the deference to the local station. The local station, while it's very nice if they want to host the meeting, in a technical sense they do because we're in that city, but I don't think that the local station board should have the right to either veto a meeting or say it's inconvenient. If the meeting is in rotation and it's the time to have the meeting, then that's where it should be. And perhaps the very reasons that people don't want the PNB focusing attention on the meeting is exactly why we should be there. We have really neglected a lot of our responsibilities, and I think when we look at why we're in this position, it's because we have not done the exact things that we should be doing and should have been doing. So I'm saying that taking care of policy is not micromanaging, quite the opposite. It is taking charge and not allowing a steering committee or an executive committee, whatever you want to call it, to make these decisions. I'm quite dismayed at how that has been done. And so I want to vote not to rescind that meeting, to hold the meeting, to ask the CFO if, in fact, he has made reservations and as asked, and where we should be.
Thank you. Bonnie, Jamie, and Doc. Point of order.
Point of order. This is Jack.
Yes.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I believe there's an amendment on the floor.
Was it seconded?
I thought I heard it seconded.
I heard it second too.
I heard it.
Yeah.
Who seconded it?
Madam Chair.
I thought it was Nia.
Ms. Sarr?
No, Nia did not second.
No, not Nia. I'm sorry.
No, okay. Sarr, did you have a point of order or you want to be on the stack?
I have a point of information.
What is your point of information?
My point of information is that a motion, unless previously adopted motion, unless it's rescinded, you can't make any amendment to it until it's rescinded.
Sarr said that it is his understanding that a previously adopted motion, if you're considering a motion to rescind a previously adopted motion, you can't amend it until it's been rescinded. But there wasn't a second to the amendment anyway. So
I heard Nia second it.
Nia, did you second it?
No, it's no matter.
Nia? Nia, are you there? No. Okay.
A point of procedure, Carolyn here.
A point of procedure?
Yes, parliamentary procedure. I believe that Grace said that if this motion is passed, the motion to rescind,
okay,
then she would add.
Thanks, Kat. Thank you, Carolyn. Bonnie, Jamie, and Doc.
I'm sorry? No, I thought somebody said something. I will support the motion to rescind. Some time ago, we had an LSB show on the air at KPFA, and almost every caller that called in during the call-in period was against us spending money at this time to go to an in-person meeting. And subsequently, the KPFA LSB, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it was unanimously passed the motion to bring to the PNB the idea of being able to cancel a meeting. And I also believe that KPFT has passed a motion at their June meeting along those same lines about in-person meetings. What I would like to suggest is that we think about a meeting on the phone, teleconferencing, if that makes sense, even if we have to meet on the phone every week, also that we work as hard as we can in committees, and that we try to work together as a board and also work with national staff and work with the stations to get their input as we struggle to try to come up with some solutions to the situation we're in. And my impression, in-person PNB meetings don't really move that forward that well, especially in the situation we're in right now, where we're not even considering having any of the personnel from the stations able to be present at the meetings. I think we have to do a lot more groundwork and really extend ourselves and work at this together to come to some solution, particularly when our money situation is so dire.
Okay. Jamie and Doc?
Yes, thanks. Yes, I have two small comments and then one larger one. The smaller comment, one first small comment would be, I agree with the point just made that the PNB meetings have seemed not like that great of a use of time and money. However, I think we could change the meeting format somewhat, where the board members could actually speak to each other more, and or perhaps that goes on in executive session, which I've never witnessed. But, you know, I would definitely be in favor of something like that. The second small point is it's been said that there's no money for the July meeting, so we should have a September meeting. My question is there going to be money in September? You know, based on the documents I've seen, it doesn't sound like there's going to be any more money in September than there is in July. And as far as BAI goes, it seems that the money that will start to come in towards the end of September in the fund drive will already be encumbered by previous obligations. So, you know.
And you have a larger statement.
And then, so those are those two points. So I would like to hear, you know, where the money, if we're not going to meet in July, but we are going to meet in September, you know, we need to know that there's going to be money for that meeting. Okay, and the larger point that I wanted to make is that, in my opinion, the PNB has failed in its obligations for financial oversight. For years, it's been obvious to anyone who looked closely that WBAI has been losing money and it's been a drain on the network. But for several years now, the PNB has refused to deal with BAI in a meaningful way. And instead, the PNB has chosen to issue calls for recovery plans and then ignored it when these plans were never truly developed or put into operation. And so now we're paying the consequences for these years of neglect. Now, for sure, there's other blame to go around, but the PNB is where the buck stops. And now, finally, it seems that the PNB is focused on our financial oversight responsibilities. And I think that's a good thing. You know, we have a lot of big issues to deal with right now, some of which were referenced by George Reiter. My feeling is to really do that effectively, we need to meet in person. I don't think we can do that effectively in some other way. So what I would like to hear from the people who are proposing to rescind the motion to save the $20,000, how can we do our job without a meeting in person? Do we have many weekly teleconferences? Will we have a video conference where, you know, perhaps everybody spends all Saturday talking to each other in that manner? Or perhaps can we lengthen the September meeting so we have actually more time, so we don't just have to pass the budget in a rush, but we can discuss the issues? You know, that might be one way to do things to save money on airfare. You know, rather than having two short meetings, have one longer meeting. So these are some suggestions I would like to hear, because it's hard for me to vote to rescind the July meeting without some concomitant way to make up for that lack of oversight that will happen, because that meeting won't happen. All right, thank you.
Okay. Next on the stack is a Doc, and I'm then going to ask the executive director to participate in the discussion after Doc, unless there's a delegate that wants to be on the stack prior to my doing that.
This is Kat. I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay.
Can I ask a question, please? This is Ikea.
I didn't hear you, Athea. What?
My question is whether...
No. You want to be on the stack, or you do have
no.
A point? No, okay. Let's go to Doc Katz.
And then I'll put, and then Afia, and then Nicole. Okay, Doc?
And Wendy.
And I'm sorry. Who?
Wendy, just real, I have a
okay.
Right. One thing.
Wendy. I mean, Doc.
Hear me okay?
We hear you, Evelyn.
Okay. I support the motion to rescind because the chief financial officer just told us we don't have the money. And in order to make it happen, I can't think of whose salary I'd like to see cut or whose insurance I'd like to see not get paid. And so I think that this body has to decide that it can do business and do what we need to do via telephone conferencing, video conferencing. The stations, the network, is in crisis. And we continue to say, you know, who's at fault? The TNB didn't do this and that. Well, whatever we haven't done, we need to do it. And meeting in person is not going to make doing business any easier than it is to do it over the phone. I've been to in-person meetings. We get business done. We still get business done over the phone. And there have been times when we've met every week, twice a week, three or four times a week, half the night to get the business done. And whatever's necessary, I think that we can get it done. But I don't really think that trying to force an in-person meeting in July when we know we don't have the money is the solution. It just puts us in a more difficult position. And I don't want to be responsible for trying to figure out exactly who we should lay off or what areas we need to cut in order for us to get on a plane to come and sit in the room and look at each other when we really handle this over the phone. And so I support rescinding this motion.